Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the letter to the Hebrews in the 12th chapter, starting at verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord. Let us look to Jesus. If you've never done this before, I'd highly recommend that you go down to the Cleveland Museum of Art and find the collection having to do with Christianity. You'll know you're in the right place when you see a large icon of Jesus on the cross looking back at you. That's the very piece that's hanging on the wall. It lets you know you're in the right place. For thousands of years, artists have tried to capture this Jesus in painting and in sculpture so that we might, quote-unquote, see the object of our faith and be led to ponder his passion, his love for us, his endurance on the cross for our behalf, his resurrection, and his ascended victory. You really should go see it if you've never done so. And if you're really interested, I know people who can help you out with that. So the writer of Hebrews instructs us to look to Jesus and also to lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. How blessed we would be if we would do that. But you know how it usually goes. There's so much fun to be had, so many stunning sights competing for our attention, so many causes to take up, so many appetites to satisfy, so many itches to scratch. So many games to watch or play. And so our eyes have a hard time fixing on anything. The devil loves to keep us distracted, and he'll do whatever it takes as long as you're not focusing on the Son of God. He'll even try to convince you that you don't want to be thinking about Jesus all the time. You don't want to turn into one of those religious extremists. Come on, being cool is more important than being faithful. Now, by all means, keep your religion in your back pocket in case you need God to do something for you. But you better keep it close to the vest and under the radar and basically unnoticeable. What a temptation. It sounds reasonable, perhaps. It would certainly make our lives easier, cause less friction in our relationships. So our focus shifts. We go in directions that ease that sort of tension. And then when something bad happens, we wonder, why does God feel so far away? Well, who moved? We need to repent of how easily our attention is drawn away from our Savior. We need to repent of the times that we've lived as if God was a nice option. I've always been amazed by figure skaters who can go into one of those really tight spins and then stop on a dime. I've read that the way that they regulate their equilibrium is to pick out one spot in the arena and try to look at that spot for as long as they possibly can before turning their head during those quick revolutions. The figure skater, in other words, fixes her eyes on one spot, and that keeps her from hitting the ice. The weights that bring us down, the sin that clings so closely, may make us feel like our lives are spinning out of control, but when we humbly repent, we are then directed to fix our eyes on that one spot, the only spot that can help us. The Holy Spirit guides us to lay our vision on the cross of Jesus Christ and to see in His bloody death our sin taken away from us forever. In the crucified Christ, we see our death sentence commuted. He slips on the prisoner's chains, and we gain complete freedom. Look to Jesus. For not only did He die on your behalf, He was raised to life on your behalf. Because He lives, you too have a life that never ends. Now again, Satan will try to get you to look at other things such as disease, such as murder, such as terrorism, or natural disasters, or accidents, or man's cruelty to man. He wants you to fixate on those things to the point of fear, or panic, or hopelessness. But with the risen Christ in your sight, there's no room for fear. Peace replaces panic. Hopelessness is pushed aside in favor of certainty. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in Him will never die. His words. Yes, physical life in this world will reach an end point, but a continued existence with God goes on forever. So be reassured and comforted by a living Savior, a living friend who goes with you into that eternal life. Let us look to Jesus, to fix our eyes on that one spot where He is. For when we do, we see what true love is all about. This passage today tells us that Jesus endured the cross for the joy set before Him. Do you realize what that joy was? It was the joy of rescuing you for eternity. It was the joy of holding one more of His children in His arms. Anticipating the joy of closeness with you, He endured the agony of crucifixion. Because that's the price He had to pay. You were worth it to Him. From Jesus, we learn that true love is a decision to look to the needs of others before your own. And that love expresses itself in sacrifice. Now, as we just established, Jesus endured the cross for the joy set before Him, the joy of having you with Him, the joy of Him welcoming you into heaven. And so, our life lived with Him, including the giving of our offerings, the giving of our time, the giving of our attention to Him, should also be done with joy on our part. When giving to the Lord is done grudgingly, when giving to the Lord is done out of guilt, it probably shouldn't be done at all. Simply put, what you offer God should be an expression of how thankful you are for all He has done and is continuing to do for you now. It's an act of worship. The dollar amount is not the point. The point is, does my giving reflect the joy with which Jesus gave Himself to me? I'm going to repeat myself. Does my giving reflect the joy with which Jesus gave Himself to me? Whatever you are going through today, look to Jesus. He's not only the source and the origin of great art, but the source of a great life. It's a life lived knowing He rejoices over you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.